Jerry Bader Show, 923. I don't know that this is an unfair statement on my part. The Milwaukee Police Department has been about as combative as any law enforcement agency in Wisconsin when it comes to legal concealed carry. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. And they've been confrontational about it. Even though, for the most part, it has been beneficial, there was one episode, and it was in the Milwaukee area, of a road rage incident. For the most part, in the years since we've had concealed carry in Wisconsin, which is November 2011, it's going on 2.5 years, be 3 years in November, concealed carry has done far more good than harm. It's indisputable. There's an episode in Milwaukee this week that I think is nothing short of shocking. Yesterday, Milwaukee police identified two teenagers, one an adult, one 17, who were shot to death by a maintenance worker at a Westside apartment building. Here's what happened. The 39-year-old man, accused of shooting the two Wednesday afternoon. It was reported about 1 p.m. Wednesday in an apartment building on Milwaukee's west side. Police said an argument occurred between the janitor, now he's called the janitor, maintenance worker, I don't know what the guy is, and three people, the teens and a 20-year-old man. So two adults and a 17-year-old, two men and a 17-year-old. The argument in the apartment stairwell led to a physical altercation during which the maintenance worker was being held while one of the three beat him with the bat, officials said Wednesday. Okay. Two people are holding him while the third is beating him with a baseball bat. He was hospitalized for injuries related to the bat beating and has since been released. What happened is he drew a handgun and shot two of them dead. When asked if the maintenance man had a concealed carry license, paper says permit, license, a Milwaukee police spokesman said the state's concealed carry law prevented him from disclosing that information. I don't know if that's exactly true. I know what he's referring to, but I don't know if that's true. He has been charged. He has not been charged. The maintenance worker is now being held in jail on two possible counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's not been charged. Two possible counts, but he's being held in jail. So here's the scenario. He's being beaten with a baseball bat. Police won't say whether he has a concealed carry license. Milwaukee talk show host and friend of mine, Charlie Sykes, is reporting that he does have a concealed carry license. That Charlie sources is telling him this guy was legally CCW. Legally. One, that they are even considering charges, based on what we know, is mind-boggling to me. Again, based on what we know. Police, however, don't seem to be disputing that version of events, that he was being held by two people and beaten by a third. That's a life-threatening situation, is it not? If two people are holding you while a third is beating you with a baseball bat, and this could end up being another one of the situations as to how we got there. And I think this is where it doesn't matter. You can kill someone in defense of your own life. There's no disputing that. If Charlie's sources are accurate, and this guy does have a CCW, again, based on what we know, and police aren't refuting what we know, that the guy pulled out a gun and shot two people that very well could have been trying to kill him. And look, and if this is where this is going to get sticky, because if he shot the two that were holding him and not the one that was beating him, my response to that would be, so what? So what? If you're holding someone so someone else can beat them to death, you're as complicit in their death, and I don't know that was the goal, but we also don't know that it wasn't. Milwaukee police absolutely abhor guns on the street. Legal guns I'm talking about now. I think this is an important case to watch statewide. There is no way that this guy should be charged with murder based on what the police are telling us. What the hell is he still even doing in jail? This is stunning to me. Still to come, we'll get to the latest on Flight 370 and someone who has it right when it comes to Tuesday's congressional election results. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.